This is TWiT.
The Federal Communications Commission voted today on net neutrality for the United States after millions of public comments and a rare political victory for the public over intense industry lobbying. The FCC voted to approve net neutrality for the United States. Andrew Fitzgerald is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I'm sorry, it's Drew Fitzgerald, and he joins us now. Drew, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, can you briefly talk about what the FCC voted on? I mean, yes, they voted to approve net neutrality, but are there any specifics? Are there any? Is there any fine print in this vote?
There's a whole lot of fine print. In fact, there's more than 300 pages of fine print to this. This has been a long, long, tortured process, and those who have been following it for many years might remember that this is pretty much the third time that the FCC has tried to make rules around net neutrality, and it's been each time been set back by court challenges and other setbacks like that. This time, it looks like it's going to be challenged in court again, but these are the most aggressive rules we've had in the U.S.
Andrew, what does that mean? So when what are the actual practical implications on consumers when these new net neutrality rules go into effect?
Right. Well, they won't go into effect for a couple months. And again, then after that, they'll be challenged. But there's a couple big points that are new in this. The first is the concept of net neutrality. Again, it's pretty technical, but the whole idea is if your internet service provider gives you access, they can't pick winners and losers. They can't block or prioritize certain traffic for a fee. The two big additions this time are it'll apply to mobile networks, so your AT&T and Verizon service would be bound by these rules. Again, there's a lot of possibilities that could delay that. And the second point is that it'll affect interconnection. If you remember the big fight that Netflix had with a lot of cable companies and Verizon and AT&T, that was over an area even deeper in the internet that has never been regulated by the FCC before, and this would do that.
There are essentially two threats to this ruling. One of them is, as you mentioned, the lawsuit that's coming out. The second one is a future administration, possibly a Republican administration that could have a Republican-dominated FCC, in which case they could overturn this. And this doesn't mean that we have net neutrality forever. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that for now, the FCC has voted to enact these rules. Now, it seems to me that the bigger threat, as far as I can tell, is actually the lawsuit. Because the politics on this, I think, stunned Congress. This is a rare moment where public outcry and a lot of grassroots and a little bit of astroturfing by the industry, but a lot of grassroots involvement and commenting by the public kind of overwhelmed the intense lobbying by the industry that was against net neutrality. And so I would imagine that in a couple of years with another president, another FCC, the politics are still going to be similar. This is a dicey thing, and it could be political suicide, I think, for any administration to back the overturning of net neutrality now that it's been voted in. But what do you think about that perspective?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been really interesting to watch how this has evolved. As you remember, there was one kind of avenue that the FCC was trying to take to put these rules into effect. And that essentially fell apart when the president made a statement and released a video saying that he wanted very simple, plain rules under Title II of the Communications Act, which is a utility-style regulation. But the other point is a future administration, even if this does survive court challenges, could, instead of overturning this, simply just be less aggressive in applying the rules. There's a lot of rules that say that prevent unfair practices that are unjust and unreasonable, but it's up to the agency, which is usually the chairman is appointed by the sitting president. It's up to them to decide what's fair. So a future administration could decide to be less aggressive in going after those types of practices.
So, Drew, assuming that these new regulations do go into effect, is something that we Netflix customers can look forward to is just less buffering then? I mean, I want to know about my buffering.
About buffering, right. Yeah, we all know buffering, especially on Skype sometimes. It's something that you can look forward to on Netflix, although a lot of that was solved because Netflix struck a deal to basically pay for these types of links to Comcast and Verizon. And they did that. They said that at the time that they would rather not do it, but they had to. Honestly, I think the bigger impact you're going to see is a change in how your cell phone operators manage their networks. They've had a lot of leeway to do what they want, and now they're going to be under a microscope.
Now, this vote is especially important for Netflix because Netflix, of course, gobbles up a huge percentage of the national bandwidth. Can you, and you wrote a really interesting piece about this. Can you talk about what this vote means for Netflix in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Netflix has said there's going to be a complaint process now. So if any website or really any company that runs on the Internet has a complaint against a broadband company, they can bring it to the FCC and the FCC will decide whether they're being reasonable. Just the threat of that could be enough to resolve these kinds of disputes on their own. So I think in the future, you will see a lot less buffering caused by this problem with Netflix, with YouTube, with a lot of other issues. But then again, there's the issue of capacity in the first place. It's not going to solve your connection at your home if you don't have a high-speed connection.
Andrew,
and that's the issue, right?
Sorry to cut you off there. Just one final question, which is in a last-minute filing, Google actually raised concerns about the Wheeler plan, which was just voted on. Can you talk a little bit about what Google's concerns were and what the commission did in response?
Absolutely. I mean, this is pretty technical, but Google had the same sort of complaint that AT&T and a few other public interest groups had. And their complaint was basically if the FCC used certain language to define this relationship between cable companies and Internet companies, that could backfire and that other countries, especially in Europe, is the hint, could turn that around and say, well, we're going to have a tax on YouTube. We're going to have a tax on Netflix, any big bandwidth user. That's exactly what these companies don't want. And that was, as best we can understand, taken out of the language.
Interesting.
Of the rules today.
The power of Google. What are you going to do? Drew Fitzgerald is at WSJ.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Drew Fitzgerald. Thank you so much for joining us, Drew.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think about the FCC's big vote today. Send email to TNT at twit.tv, and we want to hear from you and find out what you think.